Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike next to Johnny. Home life balance and reselling. I mean, this is, it's one of the big reasons I kind of enjoy reselling is the fact that I get a little bit of my life back, actually a lot of my life back, because if I compare my reselling Amazon business to working salary as a store manager at CVS, the hour difference is like half of it, but the revenue is double it, right? So like, I do think this is a fine line we have to walk as resellers, because we can easily get consumed. And, you know, I'm guilty of this all the time, right? Deb's got to yell at me like, hey, let's go out on a lunch date, you know, like, let's go do something. You get so consumed with work and going that you kind of miss things. And, you know, we have people we take care of. I recently had one of my cats, Nico, of 12 years, pass away. And I was grateful that reselling allotted me the time to spend with him, versus if I was at CVS, you know, I would have been working 50 hours a week. But reselling, I'm working between 20 and 30. I'm home more often. I get to spend time with Deb, the cats. If something comes up, family members, we want to go do something, see something. This is basically my reason why I resell, is to make more money and have more time. But I do think, you know, it's a good topic to talk about, because a lot of resellers I see work way too hard and there's no payoff at the end of the rainbow. So I'm going to throw it over to you.
Yeah, I mean, there are things we can do in our life to either, like Mike was saying, get more of our life back or get more time to actually do reselling. And I think a big proponent for me on that is a schedule. And you add in do extra every day allows you the ultimate flexibility. It seems rigid at the surface value, but I promise you the stress that goes away from you just flying by the seat of your pants doesn't compare to the rigid nature it seems to be. A routine with you doing more than you need to for the day is going to pay off huge dividends in the long run, in my opinion. And what exactly do I mean by that? Well, if you're going to do, I need to do, I don't know, 10 listings a day, do 11, do 12, or I want weekends off. Okay. Pack the amount of boxes you're going to pack, do it in 5 days instead of 7. And that may include more sourcing during those 5 days. If you want the weekends off, you got to work a little harder in those 5 days than you do spreading it out amongst 7. But hey, you get your weekends off now. Congratulations. That's what the hard work is for. Plus the paycheck. You need the paycheck too. Don't get me wrong. But having that, figuring out what you want, you can figure out what you need to do in order to make that happen. I mean, Mike talked about in the last podcast, reverse engineering. Everything's reverse engineerable, including your free time and your family time and your spouse time and your extended family once a year vacation that you hate going to time. You can do it all, but it requires you to work a little harder.
I think that what happens here is, you know, if you have no other obligations and you're just a lone wolf out there, then sure, you know, you want to run yourself into the ground and work 100 hours a week. But even then, I would still argue, like, what's the payoff? I think what happens is, you know, you tell your family member or person you're living with or significant other or your kid that, hey, dad needs to work extra for the next 6 months for these reasons. And what happens here is, you work more, but there's no extra payoff, right? Like me and Johnny talk about this all the time. There has to be a payoff for the sacrifices we make. And usually the sacrifices with time with loved ones, that or time for ourselves that we could be spending reading a book instead of, you know, going to thrift stores or listing items on eBay or taking photos. When we do these things and we make these sacrifices, but nothing changes 3 months from now, right? Like, if you're like, hey, I want to be the $20,000 a month seller, and 3 months from now, you're working more and your sales have not gone up, then I would sit here and tell you, well, you just wasted 3 months of your extra time because there's been no results from the extra time you put in. I think that's what happens. People are like, yeah, all right, well, this might suck for a little bit, but then it sucks forever because the results don't change. It's the same results, even though they're spending more time.
Right. And here's another biggie. We talk about efficiencies in our business, but hardly ever I hear anybody talk about what are your efficiencies outside of your business. Like me, I'm a big proponent of meal prep because if I just, again, fly by the seat of my pants, I don't know, let's look in the pantry. What am I going to eat tonight? Nope. I have a schedule and I make my meals in advance once a week. Freezer prep, or it's assembly based, like I could just assemble it, like it's on my list. There, no extra time thought about it. It's a rotating thing. It's never bland or stale or anything like that. Because again, I mean, before the podcast, Mike's like, what kind of music do you listen to? I listen to it all, man. It just different days, I'm in different moods, just like my meals. But when I do a meal, I don't got anybody making my meals for me. I got to make my own meals. But I needed to be done quick because if I spend 3 hours to make the most baller meal ever, well, that's 3 hours. Well, I'm not saying don't do this, but for me, I think that's a waste of time. But that's me. And I'd rather do 6 hours once a week, make all of my meals for the week, or plan it out and just be done with it.
Now, me and Johnny, this has turned into the food prepping podcast because me and Deb do the same thing. We don't do it for the week. We usually do whatever we make is 3 days worth of food. So we'll make something it'll be three lunches and then something that'll be three dinners. And then I know it sounds stupid, right? And like, oh, dude, you're eating hot dogs every night. Listen, it's not like that. And honestly, is it that big of a deal to eat the same thing for lunch 3 days in a row, right? Like, okay, I get it. Some people want to eat different things every single. I don't think there's something wrong with that, but that's kind of not the whole idea of what we're saying here. It's little efficiencies and inefficiencies that will eat up your time and kind of make you realize, like, hey, like, I don't know, dude. I think resellers don't care about their time. I think most people don't care about their time, honestly. I think people enjoy wasting time. I mean, think about people that just sit on the phones and scroll all day, right? Like, just scroll and look at the feeds and what's going on, and it has no real effect on like your life, right? It's like, who cares what's going on somewhere across the universe, or who cares, about the news? It's just like it's such a waste. And I guess we're different. I guess we're just different mentalities when it comes to this. Like, I see it now as I need to work hard while I can now, invest in my future, put money into retirement, get it paid for a house, so I don't have to work until I'm dead, and I don't have to even work till close till I'm dead, so I can have a comfortable retirement. Because for me, the future is, whether there's Social Security or not, it's not going to be enough to live on, right? So I see sacrifice today. And is it exciting to invest your money today, Johnny, and not get it for another 25, 30 years? The answer is no every single time. But that consistency of getting the results and seeing the growth in the investment account, like,
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
That's worth its weight in gold. I wish I could just shake everybody and get everybody on board. Like, if we're going to sacrifice today, then let's see the results in the future so that we don't have to be still grinding this out when we're 90 years old. No offense to the 90-year-old resellers watching this. We're not saying this to offend you. We know a lot of you like to just stay active, all right? But I don't plan on doing this when I'm 90. Maybe Johnny does, but not me.
Yeah, Tommy Boy ain't retiring. I'm not retiring. That's the rule. Well,
Yeah.
yeah, I have to stay busy. I can't imagine myself. Okay, I can. If I had like a full-blown hobby I did all day, people would see that as work. But I need to stay busy. I don't. I'll be that 90-year-old guy doing something. Either I'll be tinkering or I'll still be reselling, whether it's managing a shop or whatever. I'll be doing something. I'm not going off to a private island or living in my dream home, tilling or being a farmer kind of deal, because that's what I want to do. No, none of that. That's not for me. Again, it's different personality types, I think. But yeah, okay, so we talked about scheduling, we talked about meal prep. Another biggie, I think, is if you have other people in your life, and I'm going to save you a lot of headache right now, ask them what they want for you from you for the when they're you're together with them. Do you want to go out to eat once a week, like a date night? Do you want to go on at least, I don't know, two vacations, one of which may be a cruise? Great, tell them yes, and then it's your fun job to figure out how to make that happen. You need dollars most of the time to do this, and you need to work a little harder to get that free time. Again, doing the extra listings, doing the extra boxes, and you can make what they want from you a reality. But you're the one that's got to figure out what you need to do on the business end to make that happen. That's all on you at that point. I mean, if your spouse wants to help you or your children want to help you out with that, fantastic. But it's usually going to fall on you to figure out, to be honest. Same goes with friends. If your friend's like, hey, I haven't seen you in 3 months as you started this reselling thing, that's going to make A, you feel bad. And two, they're thinking about you. They miss you, man. You got to figure out how to give your friends some time if you have friends. Or like Mike was mentioning earlier, pets. I mean, goldfish doesn't mean much attention, but a cat or dog probably does. So maybe like, hey, once a week, I'm gonna go walk the dog or play a squeaky toy with a cat or something for an hour. Just put that in and figure it out. You can make everybody around you happy, which cause and effect will actually make you happy, because when you're around somebody who's in a foul mood, that naturally spills over to you a little bit. Now you're in a bad mood, you don't know why. So working all these problems out in advance, again, doing things in advance, it's one of the big ones we're talking about here today, will spare you pain and agony, and it will give you happiness and peace of mind.
Yeah, that's so true. The other day I was in a rotten mood for some reason, and Deb's like, "You're in such a rotten, nasty bastard mood." And I'm just like, "I don't know what it is, but like it rubs off like on the people around you." Like, and I think as resellers, we let a lot of the business stuff like keep us up at night, right? Like you're worried about getting returns, and you're worried about is this going to get there in time, and you're tracking your packages. Dude, I am so minimalist with giving a single shit about anything related to this business. Like, I could care less, Johnny. It goes in the box. I drop it off at UPS. I don't know where it goes. I don't even know how it gets there. I could care less. I don't even want to know. And I look at none of it. All I look at, how much I'm spending, how much is coming in the bank account. Now, if there is a time and a place where I have to be more analytical to make money, I will do it. But for the time being, dude, the stuff we get caught up on, prepping books, cleaning books, customer service, like I want zero parts. I don't even care. It's not even me being lazy. It's me just doing all that's asked of me. It's not like I'm being asked to do anything else. So why am I going to go above and beyond if there's no impact to the bottom line of my business?
Exactly. Now, here's one, and we're going to get flamed in the comments for this one. And I'm going to sound like the Jeffersons all of a sudden, but I'm not. So, there are certain tasks in my life that I get no enjoyment or pleasure of, but they must be done on a weekly basis. Laundry, lawn care, doing the dishes. Guess what? Just like a VA you would for your business, I've outsourced all that bullshit because I hate it. But it needs to be done. It's necessary. So yeah, I have a maid and I have a lawn crew. That saves me so much time on a weekly basis that I could then throw back in my business. Whoa, Johnny, you're spending money there. Hold on. Yes, but that is the expense that I'm willing to do, because my dollars per hour in my business versus doing those tasks that I loathe that are very much necessary outweighs that. So that is a necessary cost for me. Now, if you're the guy or girl who enjoys doing dishes and or laundry or lawn care, I'm not saying taking that away from you, if it gives you actual therapeutic, methodical pleasure, relaxation, by all means. But for me, I don't get any of that. I hate it.
I agree. I think the stigma around money and having money and spending it certain ways is so stupid because, I mean, look at people that have infinite amount of money, right? Like they use the money to get their time back, to make their life easier. What John just said is exactly that, right? Like you pay somebody to do things you don't want to do, or even if it's an easy task to you just don't enjoy doing it, right? Like, maybe you really hate vacuuming, or like you really hate mowing the lawn, but it'll only take you 10 minutes, but you really hate it. You're just like, I'd rather just pay somebody $40 to knock it out, right? Like, I think we have to, it all comes back to like leveraging your time and money, and they go hand in hand. It's stupid, but you make the money so that you can not spend as much time working. And like working isn't just your business, it's other things in life that you probably don't enjoy doing. I mean, that's why all these service companies exist. And if you have the money and you don't want to do it and you can afford to do it, I mean, some of the stuff is even business write-offs, right? So like there's so many ways you can leverage money to balance your life better when it comes to the amount of time you spend. But yet again, we get back to that same beginning point of we can't even keep $100 in the bank account, rather yet try to, I guess, pay for, as people would see as like unnecessary services, right? Because what you're talking about is like most people are going to be like, dude, you don't need to have that. Like, that's so excessive. Well, I mean, who cares?
My money. I'm free to spend it however I damn well want. I
There you go. He
don't want to do
said
the
it.
lawn. I don't want to do dishes, and I don't want to do laundry.
He
Not
said it,
doing
so I didn't have to say it. He's the
it.
bad guy, as always.
Well, okay. On the other segueing here, when I was growing up, my dad would sometimes come home and he'd have his office. We had an office in our home where he would do computer work, whether it was programming, whatever. He was a computer guy. And the rule was the door shut, you don't dare come in. If you came in, you were going to get a beat. Well, in my household, it's not kosher these days. You get a beating flat out. So I never went in there after I learned my lesson the first time. And those were the rules. Now, I'm not saying, and it's not allowed these days, but setting the clear boundary rules with your family, like, hey, when I'm in my office or I'm in my garage or where I'm in the storage unit, I'm not to be disturbed. But conversely, he had to come out of there eventually, right? Well, then it was his time to do family time and stuff. So conversely, you'll want, okay, you're at home, you come out of your reselling hobbit hole after 8 p.m. and we'll spend a couple hours with your family. I'm talking people that are married or they got kids or whatever. If you're alone and single, you don't got those rules, right? Good for you, bachelor or bachelorette. But again, working ahead of time, setting the rules of the house for both family and work, for your work-life balance and family balance, it's going to spare you a lot of headache, a lot of arguments, and a lot of resentment, honestly. And they may have a list of rules for you that you're unprepared for, but in life, we call compromises. That's what all relations are. Nobody's a winner. Everybody's a loser during a compromise. But it's what's the agreed upon misery that everybody's willing to live with.
All right, so for the sake of me and everybody listening or watching this, we're gonna role play with Johnny here. All right,
Okay.
so it's 10 years in the future, Johnny.
All
You
right.
are you. You are Johnny, right?
Okay.
You have a wife. You have a 4-year-old Johnny Jr., right?
Okay.
It's 8 p.m. You're in your house in the garage, and 7:30 to 8:30 is your don't open the door time, right? And you got one of those doors that you can see through, right? It's like glass paint, right? Well, you're only halfway through your work time and nobody can come in. But little Johnny comes up and he smacks both his hands on the glass. He says, Daddy, what does Johnny do? Does he reach for the belt or does he go open the door and let little Johnny in?
probably going for the wrench at that point, but
Dude,
no.
you're letting little Johnny in. Come on.
It depends what I'm doing. If it's a mundane, this will take me twice as long if little Johnny comes in, fine, whatever. If it's something urgent and time sensitive I need to get done, that little bastard's getting beat.
I think, I think people that are
Or I'm
really,
sorry, for political correctness sake, sent to his room to think about what he did.
I think people that are best at this are, sorry, I hate to break it to you fellas, but I feel like women are a lot better at these types of things we're talking about, because I don't know, just in my experience, I have a lot of coaching I do, and there's lots of moms out there and heads of households, and like I think to myself, like, these ladies got kids running around. They got jobs. They got a husband that they're taking care of. At the end of the day, listen, the ladies take care of us, right? Let's just not try to spin it any other way. And they're still pushing good numbers on Amazon, like $8,000 to $12,000 a month on Amazon, and they juggle all of these things. So I'm just like, if we could just transplant how they do it into some of us dumb guys' brains, like we'd be so much better off for it. But maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's just when you don't have a choice and you're thrown into it, and I guess you enjoy it, right? Like, maybe the people that really suck at this just don't enjoy being around their family, or they don't enjoy little Johnny, right? Like, maybe they're just like, to hell with little Johnny, I'm just going to stay in my garage all day. Maybe that's the secret to this all, is that if you enjoy, I guess, the other things you have going on besides resale, and then you figure out a way to kind of make it work.
Here's a perfect test for this. Get you and your spouse together, saying you're going to blah vacation somewhere. Who makes the itinerary? Or do either of you make the itinerary? Because then I can tell you who's the multitasker, the one that made the itinerary. Now, if you both made itineraries, you're both multitaskers. If none of you made itineraries and you're just go with the flow, you're not multitask oriented, I don't think.
I
Because the
relinquish all
person's
duties.
multitask and wants to plan everything out. They want to write it all down to the damn minute and do it. And I think, and not to go too much into gender assumptions, because everybody's different, right? But I do think by and large, average, and I'm sure there's some case study out there, it shows that women are better at multitasking than men are. Men are better at singularly focused, complete task, one thing before the other kind of deal. I do think that. Now, whether that's a wrong assumption, and I think I can't blanket 100% because there's plenty of guys that are good at multitasking and there's plenty of women that aren't good at multitasking. But by and large, I think that is true.
You could blanket me with that statement all day long because it's facts. Deb is way more detail oriented, figuring things out. I don't know what it is. I just, like you said, I just go scan stuff, dude. Like, she just like, go scan stuff and make me some money. I'm like, yes. And I just march out and scan stuff and bring it back and list it and get rid of it. It's all a balance, and it's hard at times. Life sucks. You get hit with a lot of shit in life, and if you think everything's going to be golden forever, you're wrong. And when it rains, it pours. And money can kind of give you a bigger umbrella in some of these situations. But even then, right? Like, people get sick, loved ones get sick, pets get sick, kids get sick, you get sick, right? Your own health. You don't even take that into consideration. When I hear these people working these crazy hours, I'm just like, you're not probably sleeping right. You're probably not eating right. Like, it's all a culmination. And like we said, if we're in a society where everything tries to get you like anxiety fueled, ridden, the news, the sky's always falling because that's what gets the views, you're always going to be in shambles at the end of the day.
Right. And it goes back to what I've been and Mike's been saying the whole time. If you do a little bit extra ahead of time, those you get sick, somebody in your family gets sick, and you need to take care of them because they're worshiping the porcelain gods all day long. You have the flexibility to, well, take time off, take a sick day, either for you or them, or emergency, somebody broke something, needs to go to the ER, and it's okay. You'll be frustrated for 1 minute, like, I'm not going to get my work done today. But hey, you worked ahead of time. You prepared for this by working ahead of time. It's okay. It's perfectly okay to take the day, the week off, as long as you've been working ahead of time. Your business doesn't suffer for that. You're taking care of you or the others that need taken care of. It's okay.
Me and Deb have dropped literally full days of plans just to go take care of different things that popped up in life, and without a care in the world, right? Like the money's still in the bank account, things are, the business is still going. And I'll say this, like prior to that, right? Like CVS wouldn't give me the day off. Something happened in the middle of the day, they're going to tell me you can't leave. There's nobody else there. So cherish this opportunity that we have as reselling, because you know your other boss isn't going to let you take the day off. And in reselling, if you build this business properly and you have some funds set aside, then you know me and Johnny decide not to record another podcast today. Then who cares? We can come back and do it another time. We lose no sleep, no money, no dollars over anything. So it's beneficial to make the sacrifice if the payoff is there. If you can be accountable and actually see the payoff down the road, and you're not sacrificing everything, right? You're not selling your soul to the devil for a few bucks. It's just part of any business. Anything you're trying to grow is going to take time. There's going to be having people on board, having conversations with those around you. And some people might not understand it fully, right? Like, you know, they're not going to understand what you're trying to do when you try to explain you reselling to a family member who's never done reselling, right? That's just the reality. And different people are going to understand it, and they're not, but they don't have to understand it to understand, hey, you're going to try something for 2 to 4 months and you're going to try to get these results, and we're going to do this so we can make an extra $5,000 so we can pay off our debt, or we can go on the cruise, or we can, you know, pay for the kids' braces or something like that. It's all worth it in the end if you do this business right.
Right, exactly. And here's one for you. If you personally need a mental health day, like I can't do another listing, I can't pack another box. You've been working hard all this time. You've been doing the extras all this time. You don't want to because it goes against your work ethic, but it's okay to do so to recharge your personal batteries. Everybody burns out. Now, here's where people get into dangerous trouble. That day of hooky you're doing to recharge turns into 5, turns into 10, turns into 15, and their business suffers because of that. But if you are anywhere in control of your responsibilities, but one day I get one day until this happens again. I'm allowing myself this one day of inconvenience for my business because I personally need it, and my business is actually suffering because the quality of my work's gone down, and I can tell. Yeah, take the day off for yourself. Do something fun. Recharge. But tomorrow comes, it's back to the grind. And as long as you're good with that and you can do that, great. But if you can't do that and you're the kind of person, well, that was really fun. I want to do it again. I want to do it again, Mike. I'm going to take 2 days off. That's where you're going to get into trouble because that just compounds to more and more problems. And your business is going to suffer, and you, in effect, are going to suffer.
I agree. I'm going to wrap this episode up here. Like Johnny said, it's all a balancing act. You have to take time for yourself. Can't get carried away with it. Don't compare yourself to other people, especially in the reselling world. Lots of nonsense out there. Everybody's business is completely different. So you comparing yourself to try to be like Johnny or me or Tech or any of the million resellers out there, you're never going to feel satisfied, right? Set goals for yourself and kind of work on that. And just be clear. Communicate with yourself and those around you what you're going to be doing and what the expectations are. And you shouldn't, there's always going to be hiccups. Nothing's ever going to go 100% smoothly, but there'll be less bumps in the road along the way. So that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.